Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. This is going to be our last Thursday talking through the book of Galatians, for a while anyway. So we're going to pick up in Galatians 6, starting in verse 11, and we'll go all the way to the end. "See with what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh who would force you to be circumcised, and only in order that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. For even those who are circumcised do not themselves keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. But far be it from me to boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And as for all who walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. From now on, let no one cause me trouble, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen." I've recently gotten into watching F1 racing, and every race driver, there are 20 on the track at the moment, has a race engineer, which is a person that has a direct line to their ears. So they can tell them what the strategy is and needs to be, or what's going on with the weather, what's going on elsewhere on the track. And they can talk to when they have an issue. When the team needs a driver to do something specific, we need you to pit this lap, they have their race engineer relay that information to them. It is one voice, so they don't have a lot of voices. But every once in a while, if the driver is doing something really erratic or contrary to what the team wants, someone else will get on the mic. It might be the main engineer for the team, or even the team principal who gets on and says, you know, "Driver, this is Toto, and we need you to do such and such." It's a way of communicating the seriousness of the situation. That is what happens here in this last section. Most of Paul's letters he didn't write with his own hand. They were dictated. Someone else took them down. It would often be someone who is mentioned in the greeting, a Timothy or a Luke or some such. But here in this section, he says, "See with what large letters I am writing to you with my own hand." The team principal is on the microphone. It's serious. And he says, "It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh who would force you to be circumcised." What's he saying? It is all for show. It is all performative. The things that they want you to do are not at the heart of the matter. They are for appearance sake. And what? It says to avoid being persecuted. Paul and others in the New Testament will point out that it is when we are persecuted that we are sharing in the sufferings of Christ, that we are going to most closely align and relate to our Savior Jesus. He suffered. How much more will those who follow after him suffer? This is not the way that it should be. "Far be it from me," Paul says. "Through the cross of Christ, I have been crucified to the world, and the world has been crucified to me." And then he makes a sweeping statement. "For neither circumcision counts for anything, nor uncircumcision, but what?" Earlier in the book, he said, "But faith working through love." Now we see him saying a new creation. Now we could tie together, because the beginning of those phrases started the same, at the end, these are the important things: faith working through love, and this, a new creation. What's the new creation? Well, we are. In Christ, the old is gone, the new has come. He has taken our old nature out and put a new nature inside of us. A nature that, yes, wars with the flesh. And when we give in to our sin nature, we are not operating in the spirit. We are not operating in our new nature. We're behaving like who we used to be. We're not in alignment. We do not have character in these moments. Some friends of ours adopted some children from Africa, and they grew up in extreme poverty, and they were hungry all the time. And years into being newly adopted by their family, this means years of regular breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all their needs being provided for, the parents would still find the kids stealing and hiding food under their beds. Now, there are all kinds of totally understandable psychological reasons for this. You know, your early years are some of your most formative. But what was going on? They were acting out of accordance with the reality of their new situation. They were still in the mindset of their old life. So, too, when we are behaving in sinful ways, in performative ways and trying to impress God. This is not who our new creation is. Our new creation is what? Faith working through love. And Paul ends his letter with this, the ingredient that we need to do everything that he has told us in this book. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. We need God's grace to walk by the Spirit. We need his life to be working in us to be able to walk in the manner worthy of the calling we have received. And praise the Lord, he has given it to us. Lord, we thank you for the study through the book of Galatians. May we walk by the Spirit in the knowledge of who you have made us to be, a new creature who walks out our faith through love. We ask that you would do it for your glory and our good. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.